This is the Top Agents Playbook podcast, episode 19.
Welcome to the Top Agents Playbook podcast, your source for the very best tools, tips, and ideas used by real estate's top performers. Now here's your host, Ray Wood.
Hi everybody and welcome back to the show. I'm about to share a very interesting interview with someone whose website gets up to 2,000 visits a day. And in the highly competitive Toronto real estate market, business is booming, with sales doubling each year for the last 3 years. And my guest recently experimented with a very minor tweak to her site, which actually doubled activity overnight. In a moment, I'm going to play my interview with Melanie Pache, but first, a quick thanks to the team at Locked On for sponsoring the show. I was speaking with Locked On support leader Luke Newton this morning, who tells me demand for live demonstrations of real estate's best software is going through the roof. If you'd like to join a rapidly growing number of top agents who are making the switch to Locked On, why not set up a time with Luke so he can show you how it works and you could be taking your personal productivity through the roof by this time next week. As a listener to this podcast, you'll be getting the red carpet treatment. Simply go to topagentsplaybook.com and send me a message. This week, I spoke with Winter Olympic gold medalist Stephen Bradbury, and I'll be interviewing Steve for the show in a couple of weeks. Ever since we booked Steve for Recharge this October, people have been telling me what an awesome speaker he is, and I can't wait to hear his story and the victory he enjoyed after so many personal setbacks. It's inspiring stuff and sure to reset and recharge your personal energy for the year ahead. Many real estate training events quickly turn into sell from stage opportunities for trainers and coaches, but your ticket to Recharge is also a pitch-free guarantee. There'll be no pitches to buy this or that product, just a lineup of great speakers, including in-depth panel interviews with top performers like $2 million performer Deline Lewis, top McGrath agent Shad Hassan, and Melbourne rising star Jason Stack. To grab your pass, go to recharge2015.com. Melanie Pache is a partner with the Brell team in Toronto, Canada. Mel and husband Brendan are obviously doing a lot right, and a big part of their success has been creating an abundance of leads, and when you take a look at their website, getwhatyouwant.ca, you'll quickly see why. Mel and Brendan have worked hard to position their business to look completely different from the typical real estate business model. You'll find out how Mel is marketing on Facebook and the one thing she recommends every agent should be doing to boost their personal brand and their numbers. Hi, Mel.
Hi, Ray.
How you doing?
I'm great today. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How's Toronto this morning?
Cold and rainy.
Is it?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Tell me your talk the other week in Toronto. I really enjoyed, and you covered so many different topics. You talked about Facebook and CRMs and marketing and follow-up. And I'm just looking at your website now, getwhatyouwant.ca, and I want to talk about that a little bit as well. But can we just perhaps go back to the start with you and Brad and kicking off the business? What was your mission?
Sure. So Brendan's my husband, and I started about 7 years ago.
I called him Brad. Sorry.
That's all right. Brad is one of my bosses at Sage, so that's okay. I have a Brad in my life too. So we started about 7 years ago and always had an interest in real estate, kind of fell into it from previous careers. Once I got into it, I realized I did not want to be a cold caller or a door knocker. And
yeah, that's not fun.
I couldn't do it. So we had to find a different way to reach our buyers and our sellers. And decided I was going to learn how to market online. And I started going to conferences and a lot of the Inman conferences in the U.S. and learning on my own. And it's been a crazy ride in 6 years. I mean, from, you know, the two of us doing 10 transactions a year, we're now a team of 8. So we're 6 agents and 2 full-time staff. And we just did our 92nd transaction of 2015 a couple days. a couple of days ago.
Cool. You've built the team up from scratch. Mm-hmm. It was just you and Brennan. How did you do that? Did you recruit from within or the industry or within the company, or how did that work?
A little bit of both and a lot of trial and error, mostly error in the beginning. It took us a while to figure out what we wanted in a team member. We didn't want to be a traditional team where we're hiring a bunch of new agents and just giving them work that we don't feel like doing. For us, it was, we were generating such a high volume of leads and we couldn't service them, but we wanted people to be able to give an identical experience. So our agents are between, 7 and 10 years of experience. They were able to do a great volume on their own, but they really wanted to focus on what they're good at, which is selling. And joining the team was, really gave us a chance to get people focused on what they do best. And the big thing that most agents struggle with is lead generation, which is the one thing that we've got figured out. So it really ended up being a good combination. And we've done both recruiting from internally from our brokerage as well as externally.
Okay, you had me at lead generation. can you talk a bit about that? What have you found? What's working for you?
So we're primarily generating our leads online. So about 80% of our clients are coming in from our website or from social media. Now that we do get a ton of repeats and referrals, but because we've been doubling our business every year for the last 3 years, sort of the ratios end up being off a little bit.
Right.
I write a blog. I've been writing a blog for 3 years, and it is a very popular blog. It's really nothing that special in my opinion, and yet buyers and sellers are really drawn to it. So we're getting about 1,200 visitors a day to our website if I'm not doing any Google ads or Facebook ads.
That's phenomenal.
If I add in any advertising, then I can get to 1,800, 2,000 pretty easily.
Do you market property on Facebook?
I do. We have a Facebook page, which is quite active. We've got about 1,500 people in there. A lot of people just follow us. So we try to build a relationship with people, and the voice, we have a very good idea of who our target buyers and sellers are, and all of our content, everything we talk about, the voice, the language is all targeted to that specific buyer or seller, so that when people meet us, they've already decided to hire us. So they've been through the process and like, wow, you're exactly like you are on your website. And that's what we want. So, okay. We've created this brand that, is seen online. It's seen if, it's the same experience at an open house. It's the same experience if someone's doing an offer with us. It's very genuine. And I think people appreciate that as a fresh voice in real estate.
So it's kind of, you've kind of built this online personality that people get familiar with before they even get to speak with you. So they know what to expect.
Exactly. So it's not that often that we're actually brought in to pitch for a listing, for example. We're usually brought in and it's like, okay, so we've decided to hire you because, and it goes from there, which is really nice because I don't love losing and I don't love the dog and pony show of a listing presentation. So it's really helped shorten that time period. We also are attracting leads that are ready to buy or sell in the next 3 or 4 weeks. So while a lot of online marketing is, I think the stats say they're 18 months out, those people are on our website. But by the time they contact us, they're really ready to transact right away. Some of them have already found the home they want to buy and are just looking for someone to represent them. So it really shortens that amount of time where we have to follow up with the lead. And, we don't do any drip campaigns. We don't do anything like that. Our relationship is strictly through the blog and through social media. And then when they're ready, then they get in contact.
Okay. I'm going to put this on the show notes so people listening to this in their cars or wherever don't have to scribble it down. But can you tell me your Facebook page name?
It's the Brel Team, okay. B-R-E-L.
Okay, awesome. All right. Well, I'm going to put that up on the show notes if you don't mind so people can check it out because it's pretty cool. So tell me how you're leveraging technology. Specifically, that's probably a dumb question because you're doing it in so many ways. But let's perhaps ask that another way. If I was to go back 6 years, what are the bigger changes you're experiencing now using technology?
I mean, it's night and day. What originally got me into it is I did fall for one of the Google resellers who said they'd get me on the first page of Google for, you know, $600 a month and I'd get all these clients. And of course I didn't. So I really took it upon myself to really learn, you know, search engine optimization and, you know, work with some of the best people in the web development world. I mean, social media has changed a lot. It's not as easy. I pay for a lot more. I've always done Facebook advertising, but now I boost every original post on my Facebook page. The bigger changes are probably in terms of our systems. I mean, because we're doing such a high volume, you know, 92 transactions, I don't know what that comes out to, per month, but we really need to have, it's a lot. Yeah.
You're and nearly going to crack the 100, hey? You're not far away.
I know, we're close. I mean, our goal is 200 this year. Last year, we were three agents and we did 117 transactions. So, right. But we need systems. I mean, our leads coming in, we're looking at between 5 and 10 a day.
Right.
So we live and breathe by our CRM. It manages all of our relationships with, you know, incoming leads, current clients, and it manages everything to do with a listing or a purchase, all of our to-dos. It manages our staff. It's how we communicate as a team. That's probably been the biggest change on technology is just moving all of that online.
Okay. Can you tell me about your CRM? What is it and what does it do?
Sure. I use Podio. Podio, which is not specific to the real estate industry, and it's completely customizable. So I've been able to go in and we just track what we want to track. I mean, we've gone down the top producer path, I don't know how many times in the past, and I never used it because I didn't care.
Right.
And when I designed it myself, then it made sense. So then I could put in, you know, the 72 tasks that get generated when I get a listing. And it makes sense to me and I don't have to think about it. So if it's not in Podio, it doesn't get done. We do work as a team. So sometimes there are multiple people servicing one client. So being able to see exactly what's happening and every time that we have an interaction with somebody, it's recorded in there.
Okay.
And it's a really a friendly system. Like it feels like you're commenting on a Facebook page.
Right. Does it let you load in your listings and match them to buyers and stuff like that? Or is it purely like contact?
It's purely contact and task and project management.
Right. Okay. Cool. If somebody wanted to emulate your success, as far as SEO goes, as far as, you know, ranking online for search and stuff like that, what would be your suggestions, Mel?
I mean, I started out reading articles online and finding out about it. I mean, it changes, you know, every few months. So it's not something you can ever get too comfortable with. I do go to a lot of the Inman conferences in New York and San Francisco, which are really good at kind of giving me an overall view of things. I've gotten down to the point of going to Vegas for a week at a conference called PubCon, which is literally a bunch of computer geeks and me, really learning the depths of SEO. But I mean, I think nowadays and how Google has changed even more so than a year or two ago, it's really about writing good content that people want to read. And if people are reading your content and if they're sharing it and they're commenting on it, Google is going to appreciate that and start ranking you. So I think it's less about, you know, repeat the word 10 times and make sure you have three things in bold and kind of all the old rules. I don't even really follow my own rules anymore. It's just I write good content that I think people will want to read.
Yeah. And that's probably your single biggest weapon when it comes to SEO.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I noticed that getwhatyouwant.ca is a WordPress site. Do you think having a WordPress platform is important for SEO?
I mean, certainly everything I've read and heard is that, you know, WordPress is the way to go. This is my third website. My first one was a Costco wizard.
Nice.
I think my dad visited that every day. and he was about the only person. I moved to WordPress about 4 years ago, and I've just relaunched in February of this year just for design and just to keep it fresh because we've got so many people coming back.
Yeah.
That we
you
want
know
to
what?
Keep it fresh.
It's visually, and I want everybody to check this out, and I'll put the link on the show notes. It's getwhatyouwant.ca. But visually, it's a good experience. I mean, notwithstanding your smiling faces, of course, but the images are great. And one of the things that I'm noticing a lot at the moment, I think it was in April, that Google stopped search ranking sites that were not mobile friendly. Mm-hmm. In other words, and I'm telling you something you already know, but for our listeners' sake, because I've been on this bandwagon for a couple of months now, the number of high profile real estate agents with really ordinary sites that are not mobile friendly that Google is now refusing to rank is incredible. I can't believe it.
It's made some huge changes to our traffic. I mean, even the Panda changes last year and, you know, all of the, some of our top agents in Toronto who'd paid companies a lot of money to get them on the first page, but did it with, you know, black hat tactics.
Yep.
And they all got, you know, in Google jail. So it's been good for those of us who've tried to go about it in an honest way.
I don't want to go to Google jail. That's sure.
It's hard to get out of Google jail.
I hear the food's terrible. Let's backtrack a little bit. You talked about posting or boosting your posts. Are you doing any dark posts on Facebook?
I don't think I even know what a dark post is.
Oh, okay. I'm just
maybe I am. I don't know.
I'm just learning more about it at the moment. So I'm going to do a little bit of rapid homework after I finish this interview, and I'll include a post about that. But that seems to be everything I've seen from Gary Vaynerchuk, and I'm sure you're familiar with Gary, in the last couple of months has been dark post. So I'm keen to learn more about that. So let's go back to the post then. We'll call them light posts. If you're posting something in Facebook, like if you're, is it a listing that you're boosting? What are you, or is it a link to your blog? What
do
you?
I do a lot of different things. So okay. I usually post right now. I'm posting to my page about four times a day. Some of that is, you know, curated content. So articles about the market that are, you know, happening in the Globe and Mail and some of our big newspapers. A lot of that is my own original content. So my blogs right now, I'm blogging three times a week. Which is one less than I normally do, and I'll pay for that so that my followers and their friends will make sure they see those posts, because Facebook isn't kind anymore to those of us with business pages. If they think that something is even remotely promotional, they won't show it. So I'll do that. Definitely post my listings on there. I do separate Facebook advertising for my listings. That brings in a ton of buyers and a ton of listings.
Can you talk to me about that? That's because. That's one of the things that really interested me during your talk. Can you just explain how that works?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing Facebook advertising since the very beginning, partly because I had some clients at Facebook who kind of got me into it early on. And the nice thing about Facebook is it's a lot cheaper than Google Ads.
So these are clients that actually worked for Facebook.
Yeah,
we've suggested you try it. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the targeting that you can do on Facebook is unlike anything else. So I can target, you know, I find out, a lot of my clients are in the ad world. If I find out an ad agency is moving to a new neighborhood, I can target people who work at that ad agency.
Wow.
With copy that will specifically speak to them of, you know, why commute moved to Liberty Village. That's something I did last year because there was a big, you know, organization that had 500 people. So I'm able to really, really target. I can target, you know, newly engaged people. I can target by age. I can target by things that they like. So I listed a loft that opened onto one of the city's best dog parks. I targeted dog lovers.
Nice.
And the copy and the photos were things that would draw in a dog lover. And I got a ton of people to my open house. And some of them are like, wow, I can't believe I'm here because of a Facebook ad, which is always great. So we've found that our Facebook advertising has allowed us to really find a whole separate market of buyers for our sellers. We call them the off MLS buyers who don't even know they're in the market yet or don't think they want to buy what I have to sell.
Yeah.
And it's been just huge results.
Yeah.
And it's cheap. I mean, if a well-crafted Facebook ad, if I've got my targeting right, I can go down to 4 to 5 cents a click.
What kind of monthly budget would you be spending each month on Facebook if you were focusing on that?
It's pretty uneven because I'll go in and out of it as, you know, I've got good listings or I'm looking for more buyers. I would say I spend between $500 and $1,000 a month on Facebook.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
My total, I pulled up my total advertising dollars for last year, and it was $40,000.
Wow. Okay.
But we did, you know.
But you said you're getting, I'm trying to remember the numbers. Did you say 80% of your leads are coming online?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So that's all in the mash, I guess.
Yeah. And 40,000 on, you know, 50 million in sales is, I think it's something like 6%.
Yep.
of my budget. So, you know, I have tried in the past doing kind of traditional postcards and stuff. Didn't have much success. I'm also not very patient. That said, we've just hired an ad agency and are going to be going down the traditional path in the fall.
Okay.
Which is exciting.
Well, that'll be a meeting of the creative minds with with you giving some instructions.
Yeah, it's a whole different world.
Yeah, how exciting. I love during your session you talked about how you grabbed this online inquiry. Somebody was coming to town and they were, your intuition told you that they were a motivated, qualified buyer, I guess we'd call them, ready to do something. Can you talk me through that scenario? Because I just love to share that experience because I love the way you jumped on that and acted really quickly, where most agents most agents wait for days, sometimes weeks to respond to inquiry. It's ridiculous.
And it's amazing. And I hear that from, people who contact me all the time, if they've contacted five agents and I'm the only one. Speed really is the name of the game. If someone's sitting behind their computer, if they don't hear back from you, they're going to go to somebody else. I mean, that's the expectation. I chat with a lot of people on my website, get a lot of clients through kind of our little chat box.
Yep.
Some of the overseas people, we get a lot of those because they're going to, looking at online reviews and they're finding people on Google and I'm literally responding, I try to keep it within 15 minutes. And then I do within our team, I do all of the loving of the leads, the chasing of the leads. So
I like that.
Yeah.
The lead lover.
I know. I hate calling them leads, but
potential new clients.
Exactly. Potential new clients, prospects.
Yeah.
And then when I hand something off to my team, the expectation is that they respond right away or a minimum within 3 hours. If they don't respond within 3 hours, it goes to another agent.
Okay.
But by then, these are warm leads that are usually ready to meet. So I'm doing all of that kind of instant response of, hey, I'm a buyer in Shanghai. I'm thinking of buying an investment property in Toronto. What do I need to do? And I'll respond to that, literally within 15 minutes.
Yeah, cool. All right. I really like that. So if a lead comes in live, for example, while we're talking, somebody in your office sees it and responds?
Right now it should be how that works. Right now I'm doing all of the initial responding.
Okay.
Now, if I'm on vacation or if I'm away, then absolutely that'll go to one of our team members.
Right.
And the way that it works with that is that whoever responds first gets the lead. So those are probably the fastest leads that I ever get responded to.
Okay.
Friendly competition.
So back to the buyer inquiry that came in, you grabbed them, spoke with them, or you interacted, you messaged back, and you were able to set up a time and get them through a property?
Yeah, and sometimes, it's been a big trial and error of figuring out at what point people want you to say, hey, let's have a chat. Sometimes it's a very slow dance online of asking questions and building an email relationship. I think the person you're probably thinking of was a buyer who was coming into town, and I think it was the following week,
right,
and had some nice neighborhoods he wanted to buy in. And we literally set up a call that night on Skype.
Okay.
So it was really quick, and we spent 2 days, I think it was about 6 hours over 2 days, finding him a house.
Right. And it was a happy ending.
It was a happy ending.
Yeah, great. And they were able to buy the property. A buyer like that, are they going to refer people to you, I guess, as well?
A lot of them will. I mean, a lot of them are, some of those examples are just people moving into the city, so they may not know a lot of people. But a lot of them have investor friends back home. So we have a lot of non-resident investors.
Yeah.
And then we just have a lot of, people in Toronto who've gone online and they're reading reviews and they don't know who to use and all their friends use somebody else and they've got horrible stories.
Yeah.
And then, they read the blog and they think that we're people they can trust.
Yeah. Talk about the future for a sec because this fascinates me. I've watched these changes over the last 5 or 6 years specifically with what's been happening with online marketing. Now we're seeing things like Amazon.com not taking over just bookstores but taking over retail in general to the point where a lot of the shopping malls throughout North America and other places, I'm sure, their occupancy rates are falling because of this online marketing. We're looking at Uber taking over the taxi industry, and there's all of these other examples. I look at MLS.ca and I see a clunky kind of old-fashioned website.
Yep.
Do you think as far as real estate agents go now, it's every man and woman for themselves and they really need to, design their own business future?
I agree. I think, I mean, you know, we're such a different environment in Canada than in the US, where they've got Trulia, Zillow and some of those big players. I mean, word on the street this morning is that Zukasa is closing.
Yep.
At the end of the month.
Okay.
And you know, that's been the kind of the only player, real player, who's trying to take over search. And I think because realtor.ca, even though it is terribly designed and it's a painful experience, I mean, the people are used to going there.
Yep.
So I think as individual agents, you need some sort of property search on your website, but it's about a lot more than that. I don't think Canadians are looking for the property search necessarily as much as someone to trust. And I think that's a big difference between us. I would love if Zillow or Trulia came into Canada.
Yep.
I would welcome that. I'd love to see something that was a really good search tool. But I mean, so many players have tried it. No one's done it well. And certainly, I mean, Zukasa put a lot of money into it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they weren't able to make any traction.
No. Well, it's interesting if that rumor is true that they are closing, because I think they're owned by Rogers, which is a parent with deep pockets. So if they can't make it work, you'd have to wonder who can.
Exactly. And I think the bigger challenge is, you know, for the individual agent. I mean, how do you possibly learn what you need to learn and have the time to execute on online, on social media, on video, on email marketing? And then you've got open houses and you actually have to sell clients. You have to actually meet clients and sell houses.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's going to be the biggest change in the industry, is that I don't know that the individual agent has much of a fighting chance with the amount of marketing, the amount of stuff that needs to happen.
Yeah.
And we're seeing a lot more, you know, really good agents partnering with each other to be able to leverage off of each other and pool marketing dollars and pool talents,
yeah,
which has been interesting to see over the last 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the way that you guys have developed your business, your model, it's really all about relationships. I mean, you're blogging, what did you say, 3 or 4 times a week?
Yeah.
You're posting daily. It looks like you're all about building relationships, and you're really starting to reap the benefits from that, which is pretty awesome.
Absolutely. And we've chosen specifically not to target by neighborhood. We target a demographic.
Yep.
So, you know, we'll post, you know, Instagram. We've got some good Instagram followers, and we'll post, you know, when we're out in the community and cool things we see in houses and weird things and where we are for restaurants. So it's very personal.
Yeah.
Which I think is, you know, one of the challenges of the big search websites, or even the big brokerage sites for that matter. Like, who knows who you're going to end up with? Whereas, you know, the individual agents have that as an advantage, if you can really be yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really, again, you've really given it a personality. The other thing I love about getwhatyouwant.ca is, if somebody wants to search listings and this is a question I think you can answer, but do you have every listing in the GTA pretty much?
Yeah, so we do have an IDX search on there. So okay. I think that ends up being about 80% of the listings, and 20% have chosen not to put their listings on there.
Okay.
When I first got an IDX, it's probably 3 years ago, I was one of the first. And it used to be huge for my business. Now I think it's a necessary part of a website as opposed to a huge lead generator.
Just explain what IDX is for those that don't know.
So what that is basically all of the listings who have given permission for other sites to advertise them. So it's pulling it directly from the MLS system, and right, it's updating it every 2 hours, which is nice.
Yep.
So it's a big advantage over something like realtor.ca. And in an IDX, it actually will show our own photos and contact information, but it will, of course, legally has the brokerage that actually has the listing. But we'll get calls all the time of, you know, well, I'm calling about your listing on Clinton Street. Meanwhile, I don't have a listing on Clinton Street. They just saw it online. So it can be a way to generate leads. They are sometimes very motivated, sometimes really painful leads. So that's not the easiest. I don't think that's the easiest way to closing online leads, to be honest.
Yeah, sure. Sure. So if you were starting out in business today, Mel, let's say I'm listening to this and I'm new to real estate. I love asking this question because I'd love your feedback. Where would you be focusing your time if you wanted to grow your business to build more relationships and get more listings and make more sales?
I would definitely focus on a website and a blog.
Okay.
Because you own that content. And I think there's a temptation to focus on a Facebook page or Twitter or Instagram, but you don't really own that content. And yeah, those are nice ways of getting your message out and sharing the original content that you're writing. But I think having a really solid website that has new content, you know, literally minimum two to three things a week, is critical.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Well, not going with those, you know, the canned websites that have all the same copy on, you know, 800 agents have the exact same buyer guide and the exact same seller guide. It's not what people want.
Yeah. No BS, no fridge magnets, and no broken promises, as it says on your site.
Yeah.
I love that. And also, we won't stalk you much.
Those are some of our most powerful words on our website. We have people who will call us and say, they text us and say, I've chosen you because it says that I can text you.
Yeah.
And, you know, people don't want to be getting bothered by agents calling all the time and be put on drip campaigns and not that they never asked to be put on. And I think some of those things, you know, so many agents do that the wrong way, that just saying, hey, we're not going to stalk you, is just huge. And it's just, I mean, we're always trying to address, you know, objections before they become objections.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the things I think you've done really well on your site, and you talked about it during your session in Toronto where we met, was that you make it really easy for people to contact you. So many real estate websites make people jump through hoops to actually reach out.
I've never understood that.
I'm sure it's because their web developer told them to do it.
Yeah, but people hate filling out contact forms. And we literally, I mean, when we added that line of the call or text anytime we promise we won't stalk you, we doubled our calls overnight.
That's awesome.
And it was easy to track because I put my husband's phone number down on there, not mine.
Shrewd.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty smart.
Yeah. Tell me, I'll wrap up. Final question. Who's your inspiration? Do you have some mentors who gets you fired up? Who motivates you?
Oh, interesting question. I mean, over the years, some of the people who've had the biggest impact on me are out of the U.S. And I think American realtors have had to, you know, through the recession, those that are still in the business are innovative. So I have, you know, kind of the gurus in the U.S., like the Chris Smiths and Jimmy Mackins of the world, the Scott Stratton,
right,
our own Canadian boy in the non-real estate world, who's actually audited my website before.
Okay, which was a good way.
But good and bad.
Okay.
He said my Twitter strategy killed kittens, but he's not wrong. And then in terms of agents, going to these conferences, I've developed a really good group of agents. And we've got, you know, I'm in a couple of private Facebook groups with some top agents all over the world. And it's a whole different level of sharing. So it's literally hey, here is my listing presentation. Feel free to borrow it.
Yeah, nice.
People, you know, throughout all over the US. So that's been really helpful to me as well.
Yeah, awesome. All right. Well, Melanie Pache, I love your work. You've done a great job, and I'm totally in awe of what you've done. I'm going to post everything that we've talked about up under the show notes. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to keeping in touch and learning more about your success and your adventures.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, take care.
You too. I'm Melanie Pache, and you've been listening to the Top Agents Playbook Podcast.
Hi, Mel.
Hi.
Want to start that again?
I was going to say, I'm going to grab a sip of water before we start.
I just wanted to get your laugh.
Yeah.